Param Rus Chandri, Baba's first secretary. He was a very fine person. He very loved Baba and all that. He was Baba's secretary. He, his mother also living and all that. What happened was this. His mother went to, she was told something about his, about Param Rus. Chandji is the second temple. So his mother took his
horoscope
to the, what do you call him?
The comet.
Astrologer. Okay, astrologer. And so then he said, my son's horoscope, will you please read me and tell me about him, what his future. So the man looked at the horoscope and he threw it away. He said, what? You're trying to test me? Fool me or something. What? He said, no, of course not. Why don't you tell me? And this is horoscope. This man is not living. How can I? Not living? No. And so it was explained to her that these are called ghats. Ghats mean that there's a certain time that a person dies. She says, no, how dare you say that my son is living and is happy and healthy and working and so on. Mm. So then that means, yeah. Now then, how the story goes is this. When Baba went to Kashmir one time with the Westerners, very first time, it was 1932, All many had come. Many. Minta also. You know about Minta?
Yes.
She's not normal. She's no more. Have you seen her?
I miss her, yes.
Yeah. But have seen her in later years?
Yes, later.
She's very lovely as a very young girl. She was a stage actress.
Mm.
So, many were with Baba. They came to India, to Bombay. It was very warm, and India is warm, of course. They did not bring many much more to, just one cardigan, one warm thing. So they had to go to Kashmir. So when Kashmir, how cold in India? Just ordinary cold. We are used to that cold in England and so on. But when they reached Kashmir, it was the month of April, and it was springtime, and it was very, very, very cold. And they could not get warm in the night, they could not sleep. And they slept. They took the rug from the, even from the floor to cover them, you know, blankets were not enough. And Baba had a smile. Yeah, because Baba said, why didn't you come prepare with so much of your bedding and all that? Anyway, that's another story. Now, the story goes that that time Chandji was with Baba, you know. Manji had to be with Baba. I think Adi also was there. And so Chandji loved Kashmir so much. He said, oh, Baba, it's lovely to live here and die here. I'd love to die here. It's so beautiful. Mm. It's like paradise. Baba laughed. Baba smiles. Huh? And so it happened after some years. After some years when we went with Baba. We called with Baba. We went twice with Baba. So the second time when we went, that time Chandji was with us, but he had caught a germ of typhoid, I think, in Bombay. And so, but he was told to meet Baba in Rawalpindi, and from Rawalpindi we were going to Kashmir, so he did not care about his health. He was feeling a bit, not quite this thing, strong, so, but still he traveled and met Baba at Rawalpindi, and from there we had to go in a bus up to Kashmir. So poor man, he was all the time in the bus feeling so miserable, but he loved Baba so that he, anyway, then we had a night rest in one of the dark bungalows among the hills somewhere, resting place. Then we went to Kashmir. Now, to make the story short, by the time we went there, he was in bad health, you know, worse he got. So Baba, he was hospitalized, Chandji was, Baba told him. And so, he wanted to die in Kashmir, he did die in Kashmir, you know that? Yes. And we never see a thing a wrong thing, the wrong time or something, I would certainly have said. But this was not wrong. It was in Baba's presence and all that. Baba was there and he was buried there in Kashmir. See, his words came true very much. I mean, Baba made it come true.
When his mother took the...
Yeah, and then what happened, I tell you, yeah. So when he was dying, or when he was dead, I don't know, I think it's many, many years back now, someone told him, Baba, you said that you... No, Baba, why? He's your secretary, his work is so important, why don't you save him? Why see that he gets all right from this sickness? Twice I saved him. Twice I've saved him. That means that, what do you call that? Chart was right. There was this thing that this man's life that short. If not, then the second, that was the final one that you could not live out the second heart, we call it. Like you have a, something happened. So all that was in the chart, and that's what that man threw away, the thing that to say that this man. But Baba saved him from those two ghats, and it was the third time then Baba let him rest. So Baba said, no, I saved him twice. No, not the third time, Baba. Because one time, Tanji, when he was swimming, he had just learned swimming, you know, he was not good at it, but he dared to go a little bit further in the sea and he was drowning. But when he was drowning, call it Baba's name or what, I forget now the detail, I don't know. He must have. Anyway, he felt himself being lifted from down, that his head should come up and he should breathe and not drown. And that time he did not drown. Someone came along and saved him, otherwise he would have gone down completely. So twice he was saved, and third time not. He was Tanji. Very fine person, you know. And all the stories of Tanji you would love to hear all, but a person should know how to tell it to you. Yeah, all the funny things, you know, very, very funny. Once they were in Calicut, Baba was in Calicut, you know, and Mandi had a separate house somewhere far, we couldn't see where the house was anyway there. Baba used to go to Mandi and come here, so knowing everybody was, it was blue bus too. There was the ocean somewhere far away. And so, but in the Mandi, Tanji was there with the Mandi, but he had to go to Bombay. He was always on the move, you know, for his work and all that. So he said, oh, I'm going to Bombay tomorrow, early in the morning and all that, so on. So the Mandi said, see, it's early in the morning, you will be half sleepy. You better take care and see that you take your luggage and don't walk off with our, suitcase. Tanji laughed. Can I ever make that mistake? I know my suitcase from yours and this and that. And then they, after the rest of the night, Tanji got up early, 4 o'clock, 4 thing, he was running, resting here and there, you know, washing all that. And then he got dressed and all that, and a cup of tea, and then he saw his bag, he lifted a suitcase and rushed because it was getting late. And when he reached the station, he found that it was wrong suitcase. Jai Baba. In the wrong suitcase, Jai Baba. So, he felt so ashamed of himself that he told the Mandi that how dare you tell me that I'm going to take a wrong suitcase. I know my suitcase from and here he had got just the wrong suitcase. And so he had to rush back in the car before the train left. It was good the train had not arrived and so on. So he came back quickly in a taxi. And so the Mandi had a good laugh, you know, at him. And so he took his own bag and then went. All these little things, funny things would happen to him. And when Baba was told this, Baba was much amused. Baba liked these little mistakes. Many stories, I don't remember. One time he went, you know, just like that, he was traveling and he was in the station and the car, and what do you call it, train?
Platform.
He was on the platform, then the train was to come and going to wait only for 7 minutes or 5 minutes or that. But he said, by the time the train comes, he wanted to go in the bathroom, so he went inside there And when he locked the door, got completely locked up. He could not open it, got stuck. Maybe it was rusty, nobody knew, but he banged it back. Nobody was there, nobody was there. He shut the thing, you know, potty, and he got on the top of them. There was ventilation. There was no window. Ventilation on the top, he shouted, nobody heard him. And I said, well, I missed my train, I must have, it was very important what he was going for, and he was shutting them up from the toilet room. And then how somebody heard him and opened the door, we don't know. But like, these things, funny things happen just to him. Baba comes and says, now, Chandji, what other adventures, what other...